This is episode number 332 of the To Birth and Beyond podcast.
We're so excited to have you with us on this episode of To Birth and Beyond. I'm Jessie Mundell, mom, kinesiologist, and fitness coach to pregnant and current moms.
And I'm Anita Lambert, mom, pelvic health, and orthopedic physiotherapist with a focus on women's health. On the show, we provide information and education on fitness, the pelvic floor, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and women's health. We offer a brave space to have candid and vulnerable conversations on the struggles and joys of motherhood, including all aspects of our physical, mental, and emotional health.
While you're listening in, please remember that the information on the show is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please speak with your medical provider for all things related to your healthcare.
We're so excited to have you. Let's dive into today's show.
Hey friends, it's Jessie jumping in really quick to let you know that enrollment is opening on April 17th for the next class of the Prenatal and Postnatal Fitness Specialist Academy. This is our online self-paced certification to help you learn how to skillfully and profitably coach pre and postnatal plus pelvic health clients or patients to improve floor function, fitness, strength, performance, and positive body image. You'll save $500 by joining the waitlist and be notified immediately when spots open for registration, April 17th. So go ahead, set yourself apart in your industry with our pregnancy, postpartum, and pelvic health coaching certification that is truly unlike any other on the market. Go to the link in today's show notes and add your name to the waitlist. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of To Birth and Beyond. It's Jessie Mundell.
And Anita Lambert.
Okay, so today we're answering a listener question, which is such an excellent question. And it is, I'm having a planned C-section. I'm early in my pregnancy, but I know it's going to be a C-section birth. Should I do any core work during the pregnancy or just leave it? And I'll also mention that in this question, the person said that they have had 2 cesarean births prior to, and that they had thought that their abdominal muscles were cut through during those C-sections and would be cut through again during this upcoming one. And so that's why they were wondering, like, is there even a point if my abdominals are going to go through this wild change and procedure to them? So let's dive into it. Okay, short answer is yes, please do your core work, continue core work, or start doing core work for the very first time. Now let's get into the bigger details. How would you respond to this question, Anita?
Yeah, no, we're totally on the same page with it. I always say, you know, training pelvic floor, core, even taking a look at the previous scar, they're going to go through the same incision, but it's still worth addressing in pregnancy, especially if there's any symptoms still happening with it. Whether some, I find actually a client recently, she's preparing for another cesarean and her scar from her previous one is super itchy. So I talked about, you know, getting the silicone strips, we may be doing a bit of massage, that kind of thing. So I'm totally all about doing that ahead of time, because even though they're going through the same incision, which Jess had alluded to, they're not actually cutting through the abdominal muscles. So it's one of those things where it's still worth working on those, because within pregnancy, it's going to make pregnancy more comfortable as well, but it's also going to prepare your body ahead for that postpartum recovery and help you reconnect even easier afterwards.
Yes, that is exactly what I said to this person in my response to them. Yeah, super important to know for anyone who's had a C-section or might have one, your abdominal muscles are not cut through, which I think can be a big relief, because I know that that sounds so, so scary, especially when you're considering how am I going to recover from that. But yeah, they kind of like wiggle their way through the connective tissue through the midline of the belly to get through the abdominal muscles, not actually cut through them. So that's one part of it. And then yes, like you're saying, Anita, the core work is not just going to be for considering postpartum recovery or return to exercise, postpartum recovery things. It's for preparing and supporting the body through all that it's going to go through during this pregnancy. And this could be your first pregnancy if you're listening in, or for this person, they have two other kids, bigger kids at home as well too. So how can we support the body, keep strength, even build strength during this pregnancy to support through that, and then also set them up for, you know, the most optimal postpartum recovery that's going to include heavy lifting probably sooner than we would like anyways.
Mm-hmm. And I also think with the core comes the pelvic floor, and this idea that oftentimes I will see postpartum, I know Jess, you've shared this too, is oftentimes postpartum the pelvic floor tends to be more on the tense side post cesarean. There could be a variety of reasons why that's the case. And I think many are surprised because they're like, well, baby didn't come out the vaginal canal, so like, why would my pelvic floor be affected? And it could be guarding from the bottom. It could be from that the incision, everything was above the pelvic floor, but the pelvic floor, again, is the floor of our pelvis and the floor of our core. So just as equally as thinking about your core, like that center area of your core canister, thinking of the bottom and the top, your deep breathing, your diaphragm is equally as important too.
Yeah. Yeah. So big time important. Learn how to connect to the core and pelvic floor. So we're talking about how do we lengthen and how do we strengthen through the core? And like Anita is saying, the core being, you know, the core canister, like we've talked about many times before, but diaphragm, abdominal muscles, spinal and back muscles, and then pelvic floor muscles as well too. So within this core work that we're going to be doing, we are learning how to engage that whole unit and how that can help us. And also knowing that this core work can be added into, can be impacted by other workouts that you're doing or want to be doing, but particularly in strength training, which is how we work with our clients in our Two Pregnancy and Beyond program. We're including the core work in the larger strength training sessions that we're doing. And just final note on this, what I also really want people to know who are pregnant, that if you're having a healthy, low-risk pregnancy, it's totally fine to start core work and strength training exercise during your pregnancy, even if you have not done that before. We can coach you into that and guide you through it in a way that is really safe for you and for baby. Again, even if you have not done this exercise or these exercises before. So, hell yeah, core work during pregnancy if we're gonna have a C-section.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the To Birth and Beyond podcast. You can find any links or resources we discussed in the show notes at tobirthandbeyond.com.
And if you enjoyed today's show, we would love for you to leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe to the To Birth and Beyond podcast in iTunes or Stitcher.